Maybe so. Yesterday, we had a funny show yesterday because we came on talking about the World Cup, and I'd say most people were supportive of what I said, and but some weren't. Some really love soccer. And David, you were in an environment last Friday that people just go bonkers over soccer. Well, I pointed out that on Saturday there were four soccer games in the World Cup. There were seven goals. There were seven goals in four games. Yesterday, there were four games. There were eight goals. There were four ties.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Nobody won.
Yeah.
They didn't have a single winner.
I know.
Not one in four games.
I
Not
know.
one
I
winner.
don't, I don't
And they
know.
were
They
all
scored
awesome,
eight
by the way.
goals.
They
Eight
were all awesome games.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they were. I'm sure they were. There are many people cutting their grass that didn't get a chance to see such excitement because they were enjoying cutting their grass. No, eight goals
I
in
think
eight
it's
games, in
odd
four
that a
games.
baseball fan with the lower scoring
You know,
totals
that's a
in
guy brought
baseball
that up. A
can't
guy
relate
brought,
to this.
right, yeah. Did you notice that yesterday Texas scored 9 runs in one inning? They scored more runs in one inning than eight World Cup teams scored in
But you can
all
appreciate a
those
good pitcher's
hours.
duel as
I
well, can't
can,
you?
but guess what? They don't happen every day. Because somebody called and said, "What if the Orioles won a 1-0 game? Would you love it?" Yes, I would.
Well, Germany scored seven goals on Sunday.
And the next day it might be 7-5. Yeah, right. And one team scored 5 goals, and the team that lost fired the coach because he gave up 5 goals, because you're not supposed to give up that much. They don't have any offense in soccer. And look, worldwide, people think soccer is the greatest game ever. And I get that. My point was that's why Americans don't embrace soccer, because nobody scores. Now, you can love it, and I'm glad you do, and there may be others that love it, and there are some soccer lovers that said, "Rick, you don't know what you're talking about." And I agree with that. I don't. But I'm just saying, I'm not going to go someplace and sit for 90 minutes or 95 or whatever they decide it's going to be. They don't even have a set game time. They just keep adding minutes. I've never seen any sport like that.
I heard AP talking about that too, the
yeah.
clock issue.
And you're going to sit
Chris,
there
what's your answer to
and
the
watch
clock issue?
nothing
What's
to
the issue?
nothing? Watch one to one?
The clock issue, apparently there's
Well, they don't stop the clock, so then they just account for the time that was basically stoppage time, and they add to it.
But here's the deal, though, Rick.
Okay.
You got to
Anyway.
appreciate Rick. You got to appreciate the passion of soccer fans. I respect
Yeah.
it. I respect it. I love anybody who has a passion about anything, and they are loving this soccer World Cup so far.
Yeah,
So,
well,
yeah.
here's what I love. I was watching the news last night. Europeans are loving America. I wish all Americans loved America because they're coming over here. Walmart ought to love this. I'm watching last night, and these guys are saying, one guy says, "Walmart, it's like a museum. It's the greatest thing I've ever been in." And other people are reacting that way because we think of Europe as being cultural and all those kind of things, and it's nice. They don't have a lot of what we have. And so I love that. I love that aspect of it. And yes, the passion for the sport is amazing because it's all about their country. And I'm like you, David. I'm not going to watch soccer, but I hope the United States wins because that's our
That's
country.
right.
But, you know, for to get excited about it, I just can't. But if somebody does, then that's okay.
you know, the the yeah, it is it's a fascinating thing that I love the comparison. I don't know if you guys saw the post yesterday. Somebody did a like two videos on top of each other showing the comparison. One were fans of the Knicks that were burning buses
Oh my
outside of New
gosh.
York, and then the other was the Japanese fans that were picking up
Vickery sent
their
that.
picking it was Vickery, picking up their trash in Dallas or
Yeah.
wherever
Yeah.
because they were so appreciative that they didn't want to leave their
Yes.
treasury.
Yeah.
Is that not that is such a great snapshot of our country? You got New
Well,
Yorkers that are burning down stuff after they win.
you
Oh
know,
my gosh.
we can talk about a lot of things in our country, and you know, from a spiritual standpoint, the sins and all that. The worst sin in our country is lack of gratitude. And isn't it interesting to see Europeans come over and show us what we ought to be thankful for every day? We should be thankful that every day we live in this country. And yeah,
Amen.
to your celebrations should be, yeah, experiencing joy. I love the camera shots. I'm not an NBA fan, and the Knicks certainly I'm not a fan. But watching them watch the game and we won
About
and black people
53 years.
embracing white people and everybody having a good time, that's great. But then when you go turn to violence, it's almost like there's an element out there that will use anything for an excuse for that. And it's just, it's just not the right thing to do. I would guess if Arkansas ever wins a national championship in football, baseball, or basketball, our Arkansas fans will celebrate into the night without destroying anything.
Well, I'm looking to burn some buses.
Great.
By the way, too, thanks
to Roger.
Thanks to Edwards Food Giant, great sponsor of Rick, along with Bradford Marine. Appreciate both those fine institutions. Yeah, Rick, I had a great time hanging out with you and Randy. Did the whole, pretty much the whole show the other day.
Yeah, you did.
I think we need to get Randy, Roger. I talked about this. I want Randy to show up on our show a little bit more often. You know, and the even if it's 9 o'clock, I know he's a late sleeper.
Well, he calls every morning.
He what?
He calls us every morning.
Oh, that's right. He said, what does he say, Roger?
What does he say everywhere? We don't have
Never mind.
Too late.
Rick, all right. So
Randy could do a great imitation of you, Roger.
I've heard that.
No, you are better at him than he is at you. I will say that.
Well, he's doing him, I think.
I think you're right. Hey, how about the other big story? Late last night.
Well, that's what I was getting ready to ask you about.
Brendan Sorsby. How about... two, three, four, whatever months it's been of drama.
Yeah.
All of that, and then all of a sudden, okay, supplemental draft.
You know, Rick, don't you think that whoever his family advisors and just said, man, this thing is not going to be, even if you play, it is not going to be what you want. This is not going to be the way you want to play football. He would be harassed. Could you imagine at a game if he was playing, what the environment would be like at a visiting stadium for him? And I think they just said, hey, listen, let's cut bait and move on. And I think it was the right decision for him. I really do.
It was the right decision for him. It was the right decision for Texas Tech. It was the right decision for college football. Here's the thing is basically you had one player holding his school hostage is exactly what he was doing, because it was going to come down on that school. It was going to come down on everybody else playing there. And we talk about there's not as much loyalty anymore. The guy didn't even play a game there.
Yeah.
He had not even played a game there. And the entire Texas Tech athletic program was on the line because of him.
Yeah.
And so that was a no-brainer. He should have done a long time ago. And I say, and the statements that they were making, he needs to have help. And the judge saying irreparable harm if he didn't play, baloney. Where'd that come from? Nobody's ever had irreparable harm because they didn't play. He could go out there in his first game he played and get a knee injury and not play the rest of the season. Do you wheel him out in a wheelchair because it's irreparable harm if he doesn't play? No. So this finally came to the conclusion it should. Now, here's the interesting thing is anybody going to draft him? Because there are a lot of NFL teams that don't want to have a thing to do with him. And talent usually overcomes everything. If a guy's talented, he eventually is going to get a chance to play. And so eventually he'll get a chance. I watched some video highlights of him, dropping passes just absolutely perfectly on long passes. Somebody's going to take a chance on him. But there are some teams that actually will not have anything to do with him because gambling is just, it's taboo.
Yeah. Well, it is interesting because you really, to be honest with you, doesn't have a great body of work to be able to just go, wow, this guy's a winner. Don't know. I think a team's going to take a chance on him without really knowing, what they've got. Maybe he turns out to be a great quarterback. Maybe he doesn't. But you're right, man. What a mess that he put the Texas Tech,
But here's the other
athletic department.
He's getting his money.
What?
Texas Tech said they will not withhold what they promised
NIL. $5 million.
He's going to get $5 million, so now he can pay Cincinnati $1
million. Wow.
For all the difficulties he's caused, he's going to come out $4 million ahead. Wow. Now he's got legal fees, I'm sure, and he's got to pay his agent and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, what's his take home?
What if he gets $2 million? That's more than most of us
Rick,
making.
Real quick, Rick, is there one particular team that you would prefer? Looks like Oklahoma's got a chance to win this darn World Series. Did you have a preference on maybe who would be the SEC?
Georgia.
Okay.
Because of Wes Johnson.
But Georgia got beat by Oklahoma yesterday, right?
Yeah.
4-3. Wow. How about that?
So Oklahoma and North Carolina are in the driver's seat, but don't put it past Georgia to come back and win.
Georgia
plays Texas today, and they've got to beat Texas. But I think of those who have a loss, I think they're the only ones that really have a chance to come back. I mean, Troy has done a magnificent story and all that, but I don't think they could beat North Carolina twice. And so I think North Carolina's going to make it. And Oklahoma's got a chance, but isn't that Arkansas swept Oklahoma. Oklahoma was fading at the end of the year. They had a great start, and yet here they are, kind of like Ole Miss, you know, a few years ago. So we'll see. But that was a great win for Oklahoma last night.
I tell you, it just goes to show you, if you get hot, you get the right teams you're playing, and things can work out. All right, so, Rick, real quick, too, before we let you go, Roger and I are going to go to 5 restaurants in Arkansas across the state that have been open over 100 years. So it's
500 years.
500 years.
100?
Yep. 500
really?
Years of, yes. So we're going to go to White House Cafe in Camden, 119 years old.
Oh,
Jones Barbecue Diner Mariana, 116 years old. Ohio Club in Hot Springs, 121 years old. Skyline Cafe in Mena, 104 years old. And Dixie Pig in Blytheville, 103 years old. I was going to ask, up in Northwest Arkansas, are you aware of the oldest restaurant up there? Is it Herman's? That looks like a...
It could be Herman's. Herman's is temporarily closed. The owner has been trying to sell it. They've only had 3 owners since it's been open. And Herman was the original. And Herman and Irene Tuck had it for years and years and years. Big hangout for a lot of people. Don Tyson loved it. Frank Broyles loved it.
Is there any other besides that one? Is that it?
I'm thinking... In Northwest Arkansas, that's probably the oldest now. Mary Maestri's was a big at the same time, but they're closed.
How about that?
Yeah,
we got 5 we were talking about that are over 100
years.
And actually, there are a couple more, Rick. There are actually 2 or 3 more, but these are the 5 that we've chosen hit the 500-year mark.
Wow,
but isn't that remarkable?
It's beyond remarkable that a restaurant would be open for over 100 years.
I know.
That's beyond remark. The Ohio Club's right down
downtown
in Hot Springs.
Yep.
It's close to where, I think that's where we do our show on the baseball weekend, is it's next to the place where we do it. So I've seen that, but I didn't know it was 100 years old.
So Rex Nelson is such a great historian. And he was making the point, and I shared with Roger, Rex said that there's a little bit of an asterisk on the Ohio Club. It's 121 years old, but about 20 of those, he said they did not serve food for the first. It was a bar, you know, when it first opened in 1905, and so they started making food probably in the last 20 or 30 years later. But I told Roger. Roger reminded me yesterday. So when I was in London, when we were walking around the some place, we had a tour guide.
Piccadilly Square.
So yeah, the tour guide pointed over, said that bar over there has been there 600 years.
What?
There's a bar that's been open in London,
gosh,
that's been operating for 600 years.
Well, there is now it doesn't compare to this, but in Boston there is one place.
Yeah, I bet.
I think it's a tavern that's been open since the 1770s.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. I mean, the country's only 250
but that's
years
not,
old.
That's not 600 years.
I know. It's crazy.
Wow. We ate in there last year.
Well, that's the one thing
you
talked
did?
About.
In Boston or in London?
Yeah, I forget the name of it. Yeah, we went there for a wedding. Yeah.
Rick, you talked about Europe. You know, I've had a chance to go over to Europe 3 times now, and that's the thing that slaps you in the face. It's like, wow, we are a baby country.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the world, a lot of stuff happened in the world before we came along.
That's
I'm
right.
telling you, it's crazy.
That's one of the best little vignettes I read on a calendar one time. It said, be humble. A lot was accomplished before you were born. And that is true. And that's what you see these guys celebrating like they're the first guys to do things.
Yeah,
it's
right.
ridiculous. But Europe does that. And I think that's why it was maybe the most astonishing event in history, other than Jesus being born, but I'm talking about historical things, that America won the Revolutionary War. You start studying that war, there is no way we should have won. No way.
How about that? Yep.
And yet we did.
This Day in History by Rick Schaefer. Thank you, Rick. Yeah, listen. Rick, thanks. Thanks for moving again. We'll get you back to your normal slot. Thank you for being flexible.
No, you won't. Next week it'll be, you know, hey, Miss Beer Garden of 1846 is going to be on. So,
thank you for being so flexible.
Okay. Thank you for being flexible.
You just call me Gumby.
Rick, who does your lawn? Do you take care of your lawn yourself? Do you have a nice lawn? Because I've been called a Grasstapo. I'm a lawn Nazi.
We have a nice lawn. We're moving into a house where the backyard is enormous, and I used to cut the grass with a push mower, and I really like to do that.
Yeah.
But Since two heart attacks, my wife won't let me cut the grass anymore.
Good.
Yeah, that's
good, deal.
Yeah,
good,
that's
deal. Good deal.
Yeah, rest.
Just keep it up, though.
Watch
just
TV.
Make sure somebody edges.
Somebody else do it.
Yeah.
Rick, love you, man. Thanks so much. Talk to you next week.
Okay. All right, guys.
See you,
buddy. Super day.